This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So the draft is in about 3 weeks. 3 weeks from Thursday, there will be an NFL draft like no NFL draft that we've seen in the what I'll call the modern era of drafting here, where it's become a big spectacle. Cities bid on it now to have it like they do the Super Bowl. It was supposed to be in Las Vegas this year. Instead, it's going to be done like you do a fantasy draft in a league where you started a league with a bunch of your college buddies and now you've all moved to different cities. And you've got to do it virtually, sitting in a bunch of rooms with each other. It's going to more resemble that than it is the spectacle that we've seen, Seth. But it's had a big effect, the coronavirus has, on how these teams are not just preparing for the draft, but vetting players. How they're able to go about, they can't bring any players into the building. So how they're having to go about interviewing guys and learning more about them. And it's become very, very interesting with some of the rules in place in terms of how frequently they can FaceTime. And now we're learning so-and-so's not this. Justin Herbert is going to be FaceTiming today with John Gruden.
and frankly, the rules that are in place sound a little bit ridiculous. If you compare them to how limited a time a college coach can have with a young kid, it's like they try to protect the kid. These rules are like teams are allowed to speak to a prospect for an hour at a time, 3 times a week. And I'm thinking like, what poor bastard out there has like Jerry Jones calling him for an hour at a time, 3 times a week for weeks on end? Can you imagine if you became the guy that like all of a sudden it's like having that conversation with an older relative that, you know, you brace yourself for once every couple of weeks or so, then except that it's Jerry Jones and he's a future employer potentially. And he's got an eye. You're the apple of his eye.
Man, Jerry Jones would actually be fun to talk to 3 times a week. I'm thinking what it would be like to try to talk to Belichick.
Or Bob Kraft.
Yeah, just Belichick just grunting on the other end of the phone with 3-word answers. Oh. Jerry Jones would be awesome to talk to 3 times
Jerry
a week.
Jones.
Like you
Jerry
catch Jones. Him drunk, you get some good stories out of him.
Yeah, he'd tell you some really good stories where Bob Kraft, it would just feel creepy. You'd feel like, oh, what do you like to do with your free time? Do you know, like, do you like lotion? I have lotion. Yeah, like all this weird massage parlor stuff that you don't want to think about Bob Kraft doing. He'd be there with that creepy voice of his. Oh, it'd be disgusting.
Yeah. So these teams are having to prepare, and the players are having to prepare. Look, Seth, it's getting harder and harder to find places to go outside. You know, I'm seeing that the beaches, I was texting with a buddy of mine who lives in L.A., Rob Stone, who's on Fox. I was just checking in with him like, hey, man, I hear California's crazy. He lives like a block from the beach in Manhattan Beach and pays through the ass for it. He's got 4 kids, but they have a smaller house, but they like being near the beach. They've got 4 kids who are around teenage age. And that's a big reason why they pay so much to live there, is to be near the beach. He's like, yeah, they shut down the beach. So all 4 of these kids are in the house now. And again, there's people going through a lot rougher things than living in Manhattan Beach. My point in saying this is that they've closed down beaches out there. They've closed down beaches here. They're making it harder and harder to even go places that are outside, including football fields for these guys to go get their work in.
Oh yeah, because they're shutting facilities down. Yeah. Somebody, who was it? Somebody had said, "Oh, Cal, Ashton Davis. He's a safety from Cal. Says he was kicked off of 2 different football fields trying to work out." That happens in non-coronavirus time though too. especially with football, like when you're trying to go out and find a place to do drills, you just drive by a high school and you're like, oh, there's a field. I'm going to go out there. And meanwhile, the grounds crew there, especially if it's a nice field, they're like, I don't want you on my field. And then you try to like hint, they're like, hey, I'm kind of a big time NFLer. And it doesn't work. And then you're embarrassed.
It sounds like you've done this.
I've done that. Yeah, I've been the person trying to drop the hint to like, hey, I could talk to the kids or something. Like, yeah, that's nice. Get out of here. Scram. Because if you're not in your home, like in Houston, I could go pretty much anywhere I wanted to go work out on a high school field. If you just, you know, go talk to the kids and then you work out with them a little bit or go run or something. But in various, like when I've been traveling, I've been chased off of places before. The one place I got chased off of that I was kind of embarrassed about was at Rice. They've got all those nice fields and everything. And I was just out doing some drills in February or March on my own, like on a soccer field. And the guy came up to me, and I feel for the people at Rice because those grounds crew guys have to do this a lot. There's no fence around anything.
Yeah.
But, like, it's a private university. It's not like the taxpayers are paying for that field. But a lot of people in that neighborhood sure do feel like they are. So I've seen them get in arguments with people who feel like it's their right to be running on the track, even though the stadium is about to close up for a football practice or something. And so I feel the grounds crew guys at Rice, I hope they get paid extra for all the crap they have to deal with from the local residents who think that, like, well, it's basically my backyard. I should be able to treat it like it's my backyard.
So you think it was the residents of West U that are encouraging the Rice people to get big football players like you off of those fields? Is that what you're saying?
Wouldn't it make sense? Wouldn't it be like the entitled, like Rice Village types or the West U? So look, I spent a lot of time with, look, I've got friends who are West U types, but I've had dinner with them. I'm not West U-ist, but there's something, you know, there's a little bit of, you know, when you're driving through River Oaks and like an older lady, some of the women that drive through River Oaks have that look on their face of just like, this world is mine, and I can't believe that you want me to yield just because I have a yield sign. Yeah, that. Yep. Cool. They, you know what they do? They flip you off with their scowl. It's akin to rich folk that do this sometimes. People that have a certain sense of entitlement. I feel like Rice is surrounded by people like that.
I wonder if it got better for Houston Texans trying to do that once the team made the playoffs. You know what I mean? Like once the team became. Put it this way. I'm guessing no New England Patriots have any issue working out on any high school field anywhere in Eastern Massachusetts, anywhere.
Right. Well, and it's
you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Like you, like I said, it wasn't coincidence of playing for the team during the expansion years.
Right. And like I said, it wasn't an issue on high schools in Houston. It was when I went elsewhere. It's just, and I think I bet it's the same for Rice, other than if you're one of the guys from that played at Rice. If you're Christian Covington, you can go work out there.
I'm guessing if you were on a Super Bowl champion that those hoity-toity folks in West U would not only let you work out at Rice, they would let you work out in their actual backyards and then have prima nocta on their wives after.
No. To be clear, it's the hoity-toity West U people who try to use Rice like it's their own backyard who actually aren't allowed. They're the ones that are arguing, like when the Rice staff is trying to kick them out. They're the ones acting like, no, I have a right to be here. Like, no, you don't. Yeah. You don't have a right to be there.
What do you think it would do to a prospect's draft grade if a team found out, well, if you were in scouting for a team, Seth, and you found out that a player liked to put butter on his Pop-Tarts, what would that do to your draft grade?
I would have first thought it was crazy, like I did when I saw Clint Sterner.
That's why I'm bringing
tweet that
up.
Question yesterday. Yeah. Clint Sterner yesterday asked, do you put butter on your Pop-Tarts? And I thought, that's the dumbest and most disgusting thing I've ever heard. And now I can't stop thinking about how much I want it. I guess they make unfrosted Pop-Tarts. I didn't know this. I'm not a Pop-Tart connoisseur. I don't know these things, but it sounds delicious. Even if it's a frosted one, I would put some butter on the backside, you know, like frosting on the front, butter in the rear. And that sounds delicious. And
the old saying, frosting in the front, butter in the rear.
Yeah, exactly. It's like a sexual mullet, but it's also a pastry. So
right.
It sounds really good. And I guess it's standard for a lot of people. A lot of people were shocked that I'd never heard of this, but had you ever heard of that?
No, I'd never heard of it. And I'm okay with trying new things. It just didn't sound great to me because Pop-Tarts are delicious as is. I may give it a go just to see. You know, I replied to it. I replied to Clint's poll that he put up about it. Overwhelmingly, the answer was no, by the way, on the poll about people thinking it was a good idea, which I guess stands to reason because it's a little outside of the box or whatever. But I retweeted and I said, "What the hell are you doing?" to Clint. And he's like, "You'll thank me later, SP." And I'm like, "Okay, well, maybe I'll give it a go." It sounds like you're willing to give it a try too. I'm willing to get kinky with the Pop-Tarts.
Well, Brandy just texted me and she's all about butter in the rear too. She says it's so bleeping good. I thought everyone did that. I always did. Well, except not since you met me. Isn't that classically the way, Sean? Isn't that classically the way? She did all the crazy stuff before she met me. Then she met Mr. Marriage capable, Mr. Settle Down, and none of the kinky stuff anymore.
Yep. That's right. She settled down and she's eating clean Pop-Tarts. That's what she's doing.
She doesn't eat Pop-Tart. I don't know when. I'm surprised Brandy ever ate a Pop-Tart. So that was really definitely in her younger, wilder, rebellious days.
Yeah. All right. We have many ways you can listen to the show. Radio.com Rewind, smart speakers, streaming live. All you can do to the smart speaker is just order it what to do, boss it around like we do to Alexa in our house. Hey, Alexa, play Sports Radio 610, Yahuwah. And then she plays it, and she gets a little mad that I call her that. But still, stream live at sportsradio610.com as well. And we always appreciate those of you still in your cars listening to Sports Radio 610.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.